We're doing the Rambam's introduction to Mishnah, and we're holding page Tzadi Hei in the Rambam Nam edition. We're continuing a Perek Avi. The fourth section that the Rambam wants to tell us about is Ba'anashim min ha-chachamim shayu v'dor chad, those sages who were of one generation, v'sigu k'tzatam l'k'tzatam, and they overlapped. Shimon HaTzadik, you know, he was, according to the Rambam, he was the Kohen Gadol after Ezra, in the beginning of the Second Temple. Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas ayu v'dor echad. Shimon HaTzadik and Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas were in one generation. Now the Jerusalem Talmud tells us that when the sages came before Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas, he saw amongst them Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And when he saw Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he says, I know him. He's 10 generations from Ezra Sofer, Ezra the scribe, and his eyes are just like Ezra's eyes. He has Ezra's eyes. So we see that he lived those 10 generations, that Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas saw the great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather, Ezra Sofer, and also saw the grandson, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas was a contemporary of Shimon HaTzadik, who took over after Ezra Sofer passed away. So he also lived a long life. Ve'erich yamim Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas, ad she'esik Rabbi Akiva v'anshei doro. Rabbi Dosa ben Arkinas had unusual longevity, and he merited to live to the generation of Rabbi Akiva and his generation, meaning he spanned the whole Second Temple, almost from the beginning, from Shimon HaTzadik, who was the second Kohen Gadol, all the way to Rabbi Akiva, who was after the destruction of the Second Temple. This is the first group. The second group, Antigonos Ishsocho, Rabbi Elazar ben Chalsum, that's the second group. The third group, Yosef ben Yoezer Ishtzreda, and Yosef ben Yochanan Ishirushalayim. The fourth group, Yochanan ben Matitya, Yoshua ben Prachyav, Nitai Arbeli. Now, just notice, this Yoshua ben Prachya is the one that in our Talmud it says that Yeshu came before him. And you'll see how many generations he preceded the destruction of the temple. And that's why the Ramban, Nachmanides, in his argument says that the Yeshu that's in our Gemara is not the Yeshu they're talking about, because the dates don't match. The fifth group is Choni HaMagel, Eliyahu ben Akof, Yehuda ben Tabai, and Shimon ben Shatach. And we know Shimon ben Shatach was a brother-in-law of the king. His sister was married to the king. His sister was married to Yanai HaMelech. Now Choni HaMagel, we know the famous story about him, right? That it wasn't raining. The Mishnah in the end of Tanis, and he drew a circle in the sand, and he said, I'm not leaving the circle till it starts raining. And it started raining, and he said, no God, we need more serious rain than that. It started raining very strongly, and he said, no, that's rain that comes down with anger. We need rain that comes with blessing, and then rained pleasantly. Then the story continues, but that's not for today. So that's Choni HaMagel. His name was Choni, who drew the circle. V'chavua shishit, the sixth group, Akavya ben Ma'alalel, Ushmaya v'Avtalion, v'Admon v'Chanan v'Rabbi Miyasha. So the sixth group begins with Akavya ben Ma'alalel. We know he was a great sage. They wanted to appoint him as Nasi, but he disagreed with the rabbis on a few points. They told him, if you give in to us, we'll appoint you Nasi. He said, I'm not giving in. My tradition is different than yours. Shmaya and Avtalion, we know they were descendants of Gerim. And Admon, Hanan, and Rabbi Miyasha. V'achavua Shvi'it, the seventh group, Shammai v'Ilel u'Menachem. We had seen that this Menachem was Nasi ahead of Shammai. When Menachem had to leave, so then Shammai took over. V'Yuda ben Betera, v'Rabbi Papayis, v'Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag. So here we know, when the Mishnah in the end of Pirkei Avos tells us ben Bagbag, we know who it was. It was Rabbi Yochanan ben Bagbag. V'Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon. He was the great rabbi who the sages came to visit him up in his attic, and then they came to account, and Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel, and they decreed 18 things on that day. So he was sitting in the attic, and he was writing an explanation to the book Yechezkel. The sages said the book Yechezkel seemingly contradicts the Torah, and we should maybe bury it. And Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Goron went up to the attic and said, I'll sit here and I'll write an explanation so we don't have to bury the book of Yechezkel. Unchunya ben Akana, Uvava ben Buta, Rabbi Yochanan ben Achorani, Rabban Gamliel Azaken. Many of these people were executed by the Romans. I don't know if you guys are noticing the names. Among them, Rabban Gamliel Azaken. The Nachum Alavlar, Nachum the scribe. So these were the seven groups. The last group we saw was Shammai and Hillel. Ve'elu sheva kitot ayu bevayit shenim tchiyato v'ad sofo v'lo ro'u achurban. These seven groups were from the beginning of the second temple to the end, but they did not see the destruction. Aval ha'chavura she'achrei elu, but the next group, elu she'ro'u achurbanim. These were the rabbis who actually witnessed the destruction of the second temple. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Eliezer bno, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai v'talmidav. We know Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was Hillel's smallest disciple, and he became the Nasi. V'Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha Kohen Gadol, Abba Shaul, Rabbi Elazar HaModa'i, Rabbi Chanin Asgan HaKohanim, Rabban Gamliel, this is the grandson of the other Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Bno, Rabbi Chananya Ben Antigonos, Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa, you guys know the names, yeah? Rabbi Chananya Ben Tradion, also executed by the Romans, Shmuel HaKatan, he's the one that reinstituted the blessing of Vilam Al Shinim, Rabbi Elazar Ben Parta, Rabbi Elazar Ben Dama. Now, if Vilam Al Shinim is a reaction to Yeshu, so then the fact that Shmuel HaKatan, three generations after Rabbi Yoshua Ben Brachia composes it, we have to wonder how that works. Right? Rabbi Yoshua Ben Brachia was the fourth generation. And we're holding by the eighth generation. These are the people who witnessed the temple, the destruction of the temple, and the next generation is really the ones that had to deal with Yeshu, because that was 70 AD, right? The destruction was 70 AD, so you could say maybe these were the ones who dealt with Yeshu. Where are we up to? V'Rabbi Elazar ben Parta, V'Rabbi Elazar ben Dama, V'Chananya ben Chachinai, V'Rabbi Yehuda ben Abba, V'Akata Sheinit Shachar Kuban. So the second group that was after the destruction of the temple, meaning we're up to group number 9, Rabbi Tarfon, V'Rabbi Akiva, V'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So here we have Rabbi Akiva was a disciple of Rabbi Eliezer, and that's Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. And for some reason, the Rambam didn't mention them. He mentioned Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'Talmidav. So Talmidav encompasses Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkanus, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, right? Encompasses the five students that we see in Pirkei Avos. So that's why they weren't mentioned. So Rabbi Akiva was a disciple of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshua. So here we have Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Yoshua ben Kocha, who is Rabbi Akiva's son according to Rashi, that Rabbi Akiva was called Kocha, the bold one, Chananya Ishchono, Shimon ben Anas, Yochanan ben Baroka, Rabbi Ishmael beno, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, Rabbi Elezer Chisma, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. So that's the second group after the destruction of Chavra. Shlishit, the third group, was Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Natan. Many of these are Rabbi Akiva's disciples. Rabbi Yochanan Asandlar. Notice this is the Rabbi Nassan, who's called Rabbi Nassan Ababli, who composed the Mishnah in Babylon. Rabbi Yossi Agelili, Rabbi Elazar Bno, Rabbi Elazar Ben Shemuar, Shimon Ben Azai, Shimon Ben Zumar, Rabbi Chutzvi Taturgiman. V'chavura Rabbi'i, the next generation. So this is going to be the generation of Rabbi, the last generation of Tanaim, is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's Rabbi who composed the Mishnah in Israel. Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Banav, maybe it should say Ubanav, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Elazar Bno, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yonatan, v'zot chavura yachronam, chavurat chachmei ha-Mishnah. This is the last group of the rabbis who were in the Mishnah. Now, we know that later generations also appeared in the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda's grandson, was also interjected into the Mishnah. We have a few places where later generations' opinions were thrown into the Mishnah. But in general, this is the last group, says the Rambam, of the sages of the Mishnah.